Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I'm your host, Adrian Conway. Today's episode is a daily rise. It's a short format episode today where I just wanted to express some thoughts, some lessons, some current events that are going on throughout my life, throughout this time of life for me as a 37-year-old male, father, husband, Christian, coach, etc., the many different roles that I fulfill within my life. And I try to use this time to inspire you, to educate you, but ultimately use this as a lesson or a catalyst for change. I don't want to just send you on your way feeling emotionally driven or emotionally charged up. Yes, I hope those things are also a byproduct of you listening to me and sharing this time with me. But ultimately, I want it to lead to something really fruitful and more proactive than just emotion. Today, I wanted to really give light to how finite the time that we spend here on this earth is. And it's a bit of a somber realization, right? To think about that our days are numbered. I recently have had a few conversations with people surrounding the fact that, you know, life is precious, life is short. You know, anytime I interact with an older gentleman specifically, women included, but a lot of men, I interact with them and they might be in their 60s, some 70s, some as early as in their 50s. They're just telling me to cherish the time that I have, not just for myself or within my health, but with my family and specifically with my children. The time goes fast, they say. You know, you'll never get these moments back, they tell me. And I know and I trust the emotion and the realism that they share it to me with, because I know that from these men's perspective, they lost that time with their children and they didn't have it or treat it to the same priority or quality that I get an opportunity to share it with my children. And I say that because I think times have changed. I think that we are in a place and a time where men now are free to spend more time with their children. And I don't mean free in regards to free time or they have financial freedom so they can do whatever they want with their family. But what I do mean is that it is more accepted from a public perception. It is more desired from a masculine perception. It is encouraged from a worldly perception. For men to take time off when they have a newborn baby, for men to change diapers, for men to you know, wake up with their baby if there's any way for them to soothe the baby, you know, aside from the mother perhaps breastfeeding. But times have shifted, to say the least. The reason I bring this up as a topic is because I'm at a time in my life where it's very easy for me to focus on production, making money, saving money, planning for the future, planning for my children's future. And I don't ever want to seem like these things are not important. They are important to a degree, depending on your plans and intentions and the vision that you have for your children's lives, especially. But it would be wrong for me to value the time of the future and sacrifice time of the future for the time that I miss now. And I say that because these moments that I share with my 6 and my 4-year-old, I will not get back. I will not get back the moments and opportunities to throw the football or play tag or play restaurant or play hotel or to wrestle or to play what our children call fight night. I won't get these times back. And it even starts to make me emotional to think about it now as I speak it into reality here on this episode. But you see, that's a needed feeling. It's a needed emotion. For me to conceptualize that there will come a point where my children won't want my presence as much, or that their lives will then be too busy with sport or activity or school, that we won't have these nooks and crannies or random opportunities to just be playful and joyful and love each other. And of course, this is a personal example, but I want to put now the perception on you and your life. There are times you might not have children like I do. You might not have family like I do. But there are moments that are passing you by because you are too busy planning for the future and not focused on enough living right now. And some of you might even be a situation where you're like, well, right now is not that great for me, Adrian. Right now is not that great for me, coach. I want to encourage you to understand that right now is what you make it. And I'm speaking from a Christian perspective that God certainly doesn't guarantee us an easy life or that much of a fulfilling one while we're here on earth. But I can tell you that if you continue to seek his kingdom, if you continue to prioritize other people and their needs and their wants, and you serve others, and you try to get to know people, you try to get to see their heart, that there are plenty of relationships to be had out there. And I think it's also important to understand that the biggest obstacle that a lot of us have right now is our phones, is social media, is the reason that we're distracted from our current life is because we're too busy trying to live a fake one, or we're too busy enamored by people living fake lives. We have access to billions of people categorically, from a technical perspective online, right? On the internet, on social media, on whatever you want. But the people that matter most are actually the people that are living, breathing. You can feel their heart beating. You can hear them speak directly to you, not over a microphone or in their ear, even like you're listening to this episode. Today's episode was one that is a little bit more on a sober approach, right? You guys know that I have a tendency to lean into teachings like this because it keeps me centered. It keeps me humble and it keeps me present. Life won't last forever. And if you find yourself being overly driven and you want to achieve the elite status in whatever you pursue, I want to encourage you to keep pursuing that thing. Greatness should be within you. You should want to bring it out. There's no doubt. Everything that you do, you should look to do to your very best. But also in no way, shape, or form am I encouraging you to sacrifice quality time with your family or with your friends or even being present in your own life, whatever that looks like. Because these moments that you have right now, they're simply not going to last forever. And there will come a time in your life where times are good or bad, where you'll simply look back and be like, man, I missed out there. So today, my encouragement to you is to simply be present more, to miss out less, and to worry about living right now to the fullest and not being so concerned with the future. It matters, but it's not here yet. Keep rising.